put it more affirmatively, I would say I do not accept the proposition that this nation is, I wouldn't say it's finished, it's torn by doubts. I do not accept the proposition that this election will be won by appealing to all the frustrations in this country. I put it on the positive side. I say we have always been a people of idealists. We've always been a nation of optimists, and it is in that spirit I'd go forward as a happy warrior. But this is too professorial. This other one is too maudlin. I don't really think we need anything maudlin. I think what the people have to see you as is confident, strong, forward-looking. They have to see you as a man compared to a whiner. The danger with maudlin stuff is that it sounds slightly phony. And in Russia it was great, because there you were trying to reach enemy people with a human example.
Well, I can use the Russian example, but what we have to do is to get the conclusion on a firm, strong note.
That's what we absolutely have to do. Contrast. McGovern says this country is run. McGovern's hope is the policy of frustration. And I would draw the line there. I would say we don't need, our inspiration is the future we want to build, not the pretended frustrations, you know, something like that.
Actually, the fight that you can, that you really have to get is
but the child McGovern could say too. You have to say things he couldn't say.
Particularly when he just makes that the whole, I mean, it's too soft, isn't that your point?
It's too soft. It's not manly enough. I mean, you're leading troops into battle. This isn't.
Say we. This is not a time to turn away from greatness. Not that time to turn. What do you think?
Yeah. I said,
you said all of that in the speech, but they now have to.
I haven't said it.
Draw the line rather than make a catalog of